other people are loved.
Thank you.
down to Mark. Who is sitting in front of me?
How about you? You know,
can I just hit you randomly?
I don't have to bang on the table.
That's extremely
important. When in the Megillah it says Haman, I bang on the table.
But
when
it says Haman, you bang
your mic.
Wait, but Haman is in the matter of bread? That's going to be with the bang on the table. It's going to be Haman. It's supposed to be Haman. But if you really want to be a doctor,
there was a guy who paused after reading the word Haman with the expectation that someone would bang, and no one did, and he just kept reading. And then between the Leos, they were like, what was that about? And he explained his...
But he was joking about it?
Yes.
He thought people would bang in error, or he thought the right thing was bang?
No, he thought he was taking a joke. It might have been that it was like soon after Purim, or something. Or something.
Apologize for being late. Gentlemen, we're discussing the issue of Bishul Lach, Bishul B'Dover Lach. Big machlokas in the amongst the Rishonim on this topic. That the Mechaber is Machmir. The Ramo has an interesting compromise, which is that if it's in Stane Legamre, it is a problem, and otherwise it's not a problem. And we don't quite fully understand what the nature of this compromise is. So I gave you my read of this compromise, which is not what's conventional wisdom in today's world. Namely, a double chumra we called it last week. Number one, that is a din d'oraisa we're discussing. That is if it's nistan on the gam, it'll be awesome with d'oraisa. We saw the lashon of av malacha and the truma sadeshen. And number two, that the standard for lonis, nistan on the gam is pretty high. What the Arzarua called here on page 111, Karov Liatza let us vote. And what a whole series of Gedolim call Dugmas Machal Ben Drusoy. We saw that in the Truma Sedeshen. He used that expression. It's also found in, as the footnote comments, that same expression is found in a number of other places. It's found in the Mordechai, in page 45. Let's review it briefly. He says Dugmas Machal Ben Drusoy. It's the third line of the Tshuva. And towards the end of the Tshuva, we use an expression Av Malacha. Sounds like it's a real din d'oraisa. And we explained that the pshat is that is the whole idea of bishlach abishul balach, because the first bishul is gone. We saw the expression ozale bishulo. When is it ozale? When it's no longer consumable as a machal cham. So then it's ozale bishulo. But as long as it could pass, even bedochak, dugmas ben drusoy, as hot soup, so then, even though it's not as hot as you like it to be, you really want it to be piping hot. Now it's schwach. But if you would still consume it as your hot soup on Friday night, that is considered to be low ozale bishulo, and there you can therefore reheat it subsequently. However, once it sinks beneath that level, it's all over. It's not even the dugma machal ben drusoy. We need a doraisa to reheat it according to the Ramon. That's my pshat in the Ramon. I think I showed you a Mogan Avram. We use the expression explicitly. It's a Doraisa according to the Ramo, and that's my main basis, as well as the Rishonim. The Truma Sadeshin sounds like it's a Doraisa, and the standard of being Karov Liatzel Lettuce Bow or Dumas Machal Ben Drusoy is found in many Rishonim, including the Or Zerua, including the Truma Sadeshin from earlier sources, the Hagos Mordechai. On the bottom, he quotes a whole series of people. Tells you what it's smag, Mordechai, Agos Maimini, and each one is well documented in the footnotes on the bottom of this Truma Sadesh. And the word smag we'll see is a very important word, as we shall soon see. This is my pshat. All right. Any questions before we go to other pshatim? It's supposed to be mocked in other people's pshatim, but since we only meet once a week, I had to give you my pshat first just to finish the shiur. So I apologize for not being doing what the kamidas hachachamim. Now I'll give you the other pshat, after I already told you what my pshat is. But I have to at least give full disclosure. So the Egel Tal has a pshat, which is similar to what we said, but not at all the same. He took the word Dumas Machal Ben Drusoy, but he explained it in a different fashion. You know, he says, we have a machlokas gedolei rishon, so we start off the shiur last week. From what point on do we say in Bishul Lach Bishul? Some say it's only if it's Mavushal Kol Tzarko, Shita Saramba. And most seem to say, once it reaches Machal Ben Drusoy, then it's already Ain Bishul Lach Bishul. Does everyone remember that, Machlokas? Now, it's important to remember the various protagonists. You may recall that the Mishnah Brewer was wondering, why is a Mechaber so strict? But after all, it's only the Rambam that has a stricter standard. Shouldn't he follow the vast majority of the poskim? That's what he was wondering about. Until he did a little bit further research, and he saw more. Page 179. Lepeloi Be'enai. Why is the Mechav follow the Rambam? Everyone disagrees. Ramban, Rabbeinu Yonah, Rashba, Rosh, Ran, Meiri. Then some more homework, and I found, you know what? The Rambam is not a Yas Yochid. Many hold like him. And on page 180, line 2, who agrees? Sefer Truma, Smag, Smag, Hagos, Maimini. Woohoo! It's a whole bunch. So the Mechaba, therefore, Smag. Fine. Remember the name Smag. Now, the name Smag we also saw just now in our Truma Sadesh. It's going to be very important because that the Smag is on both lists is going to be critical in my attempt to not accept him, but the Eglei Tal. Eglei Tal is the following pshat. It's like this. You know, there's a dispute over here. Yesh bishlach ha-bishl balach, ain bishlach ha-bishl balach. A dispute. Says the Eglei Tal like this. Look, it's no worse than Machal Ben Drusoy if it cools off. And if it's no worse than Machal Ben Drusoy, after all, by Machal Ben Drusoy, many Rishonim hold that there's no problem of kicking it up to Mevushal Kol Sargo. So you have a combination of factors over here. One, some say Ein Bishlach HaBishl B'Dovalach, it's a Machlokes. We can't take a chance in a Shalav HaDoraisa. But number two, some say in any event that whenever it's Machal Ben Drusoy, we apply the principle of Ein Bishl Acha Bishl, even if it's Naya Bavushal Kol Tzarko. So if it's somewhat cooled off, it's no worse than Kemachal Ben Drusoy. So the Mitzar of the Shidas of those we've shown him against the Rambam. That's what the Eglei Tal is. It's kind of almost like a kind of a Sfek Sveker. The Mechaba has two Chumris, Yesh Bishl Acha Bishl B'davolach, and Yesh Bishl Acha Bishl of Kemachal Ben Drusoy. We're not going to accept both, kind of a Sfek Sveka. So as long as it is edible, Machmas Chamimusos, along those lines, we're going to say it's the equivalent of Kemachal Ben Drusoy. It doesn't work, the Shita, because of the Smag. The Smag denies the leniency of Machal Ben Drusoy. It's the Rambam. And yet the Smag accepts this leniency. So the answer is, it's along the Eglei Tal's line, but not exactly the same. He's going with a kind of a Svek Svek approach, and he is incorporating the opinion which maintains that once something which is Machal Ben Drusoy, you kick it to Kol Tzarko, you're not Chayav. No, don't do it that. Don't do it that. The expression Dugmas Kemachal Ben Drusoy only means that you do not apply the principle of Ozel LeBishulo as long as it's edible even B'dochak. That's all it means. Not you're taking advantage of that other Shita against the Rambam. So that's why I'm different than the Eglei Tal. This is fine. The other Achronim, going back all the way to the Minchas Kohen, who's a Kadman, as far as Achronim go, have a different approach completely. They say that according to the Ramah, Ein Bishl Acha Bishl B'davolach. Finished. He passed in against Rashi. Finished. Against the Mechaber. So we made a question. That's the case. Why isn't it mutter even in the case of what? Of Nitzan and Legamri. So, coming from the other side. Till now, we assume the Yesh Mishlach HaMishlach B'lach is the point of departure. So how do you get out of that problem? Either way, I said pshat that as long as it's still edible, La'ozul B'shulo. Or the Eglei Tal said pshat, you have a tzar of another shita, that it's the same as Bishl Acha Bishl Kamacha Ben Dusar. Now it comes from the other side. No, fakert. Ramold ain't bishlach a bishul balach. News, and the question becomes: so why are you machmir if it's nistan on the gamrin? Everything should be mutter. Got to build up, not build down. So they give different answers. So some say, you know what? We're afraid he's gonna take cold water, plain cold water, and heat it up. That's all, plain. Or maybe he's gonna be over in Yisrael Hachzara, the Chazanish said, which we'll get to that in the second half of this mini series, if you will. And the truth is, we all have a Mishnah Berurah. He sounds that way. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah Shin Yud Ches Sif Katan Tzadi Tes. Here it's on page 187. Here's where the Ramah's expression in Lord Estan Legamri says the Mishnah Berurah Tzadi Tes. After the dasa mechaber came and it's done in maat nichamimuso, v'yatzal letusbo shuv yeshu mishum bishul, k'mo shekasav nuliyah b'siv dalit. And if you look at Mishnah Berurah chaf dalit, haminig lahakol b'zeh, t'somchin b'zeh ayesh mekilin calls Mash on the stand of the Gami. We're along on the Yesh Mekilim. Who are the Yesh Mekilim? They're found over here. The Yesh Mekilim, the last few words on page 186 in the Ramah. The Yesh Mekilim, Loma the Kol She'ein Nosto Al Gabi Yesh, because there are other problems of Achzara, O Akira, Mamish, Rak Samachlo. Afil in the stand of Mutter. This is the Magid, this is the Rajba. They deny the whole Rashi to begin with. So fundamentally, the way the Mishnah Berurah Tzaddik has formulated, we pass in Ein Bishlach HaBishah Balach. It's only a Churma Derabbanan. You may confuse it with uncooked water. You may confuse it with a Chazar, which is the problem. And that's all. You may just confuse it. It's really only a Din Derabbanan. We pass in Ein Bishlach HaBishah Balach. My Nafkamina. What's the difference? We follow this way anyway. Very big Nafkamina. Very major Nafkamina. That can be found if you turn to, and there are a few places we can see it, but I want to show you the Shvisas HaShabbos, page 76. Page 76. Okay. Here he says, page 76. He wants to know, four lines from the bottom of the page, second column, five lines. Ken kshashovchin chamin l'tol ha-kos, v'kos lach mishti ha-rishona, litze mishem v'vashem. He quotes one goyin, hoyanizah shlolaris chamin l'tol ha-kos, ad shi yisnagev, ach l'ro'inu l'zulosu l'rabona kishishoy d'yavdi hochi. He used to dry the cup out before pouring a second cup of tea. He's right! He says in the bottom, Hamach eno mena matmiyin. It's not tamu. What do you mean, not tamu? He's right! Since we pass it, we'll see later, Iwui is usher. You can't pour on something which is cold. And the water has cooled down completely in the bottom of the cup. It should be an absolute isser of bishalach abishal, but davalach. Rabbi say, who is a tea drinker here? Raise your hand if you're a tea drinker. Who sometimes indulges in a second cup of tea? Who wipes the cup completely before pouring the second cup of tea? So we don't have Rabbi Ariel Mistavisk here in this room. We have the plain average Jew who's making the shayla. And we're going to say that you are okay, but you're not, but we don't know why so far. Yes?
You said that the reason, one of the potential reasons to say that you shouldn't, if you say there's no bishalach habishal with a devarlach, so the reason is you'll do some sort of bad chazara. What are you going to do?
Very good. So the mekilim who allow this are largely of the mind that the whole chum is only with the rabbanon. Chum with the rabbanon!
I don't know, what chazara, but... Meaning, what chazara are you going to do with the tzatzer? I'll take soup out of the refrigerator and put it on. Okay, we just said that's mutter. So what bad chazara could you possibly do?
I heard you.
Okay.
So you're saying it's a chumra mid rabbanan, and the chumra mid rabbanan was never said with respect to a number of drops. A number of drops, that's all, a number of drops. Now the question, of course, becomes, if this is true, then it makes perfect sense. They're not going to be machmed b'drabon in a few drops. Come on, you know, be a sport. A few drops. We're not going to get involved in such an issue. However,
What's the shear bishul? Right, it should be potless make a shear anyway.
Correct. But chatzi shear is also minatoro. That's the problem. Slight problem.
Even for dinei Shabbos.
Yeah.
I mean, the Rambam goes through like all of these different things that are...
Yeah.
That he says that if you do less than this...
Rashi says so. Chatzi shear also min ha-Torah.
What does Rashi say about bishalach habishal, though?
Yesh bishalach habishal. We saw that last week. It's irrelevant what he said, but just to answer your question. Yeah.
What is the actual case we're talking about here?
Simple. You have a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Do good to the last drop. Right. I think it was that Maxwell House. So it's coffee. Good to the last drop. But ad v'lo ad v'chlal, the last drop is still on the bottom of the cup. You can't wash it, wipe it dry. Then you put a second cup, so that first drop is going to be reheated.
What are you pouring?
hot tea or hot coffee.
Hot from where?
From your kettle. Where else from?
So from a kli rishon.
Yeah.
To a kli sheni.
That's called iroi. We'll get to that. That's
okay.
That's
awesome. It could have been iroi from kli sheni to kli shlishi or kli shlishi.
We have tamid chacham in this room. I'm a plain pashut yid. We're talking about the perspective. We said iroi. You mean kli rishon? We're assuming that it's prohibited. Now, so all the mekilim are all rooted in this assumption that it's really no problem to begin with. It's a chumrah by the rabbanon, and they only meant it when it's really substantive amount of liquid which you want to heat up, not for a couple of drops that you don't really want to heat up. But the problem is, if I'm right, that the it's a shavah daraisa, it's not so simple anymore. Now, just to play out the scenario, it might still be mutter for other reasons. For example, I already gave it away, the davar shem miskaven. I have a psik reisha. It's Rav Moshe in the tshuva. I don't have time to go into it. It's in Yom Bikaris. It's a psik reisha. The lo nichale. Why is lo nichale? Someone who can imagine yourself, you have a hot, people love hot tea. Ah, hot tea. Just imagine you have a little ice chip in the middle of it. You know, some Gulf Stream. You know, you're in the middle of the hot tea. There's a little bit of cold water or cold tea. You wouldn't want that. So it's nichale that little drop gets heated up to the same temperature as the rest of the tea. Come on, why is that lo nichale? The kits and imrits are not here to make tzaras of people, but it's not so simple to me that this practice is permissible. Those who have been makel until now, includes everybody in the room, have a right to continue the leniency based on various grounds, but it's not at all poshut. Not at all. Again, if it's a derabbanan, it's poshut. If it's a derais, which I'm maintaining if you're a ramah, if you talk about psik resha, the lo nichale, which is itself problematic, because some say it's psik resha, it's also anyway, or it's lo nichale, which I'm not sure it's really true. It's a real sharp heter. Very sharp. I don't want to go into it now. The sharp heter is, it's a suffix psik resha. What's suffix psik resha? Suffix psik resha is that, well, maybe it's mutter. Why? Ein bishlach abisha balach. Ein bishlach abisha balach, so then there's nothing wrong. Is that, what do you say about it? What are you smiling? What do you say about that? Oh. So Rav Pesach Frank says so. He said so. Chiddush Nifla, he said so. It's based on a double assumption. One, that you can say Sovek Psik Resha past tense, because we usually say that's a Sveka Dereis. That's a Bi'al Lachan Simon Shin Tazayin about the flies in the you're not sure there's a fly in the box, and you close the box. The Taz is Mekel. It's Sovek Psik Resha. Bi'al Lachan is Machmir. Because if the fly is there, then it's a Vados. It's not a Sovek in the future like Enim Eskavin, will it make a hole or not. I'm just giving you a few. Enough. Rabosai, I just mentioned it, it's a problem. Rabosai, we have to discuss a little bit, but I'm going to postpone it until next week. What exactly is Yatzeletus Bo? How hot is Yatzeletus Bo? So I'd like you to all do experiments, if you can, between now and next week. How you define Yatzeletus Bo? Either with your hands, or the Gemara talks about Kreis or Chotinek Nichol, you go over to your nephew, scald his stomach, and see how hot it takes, and then you'll have by next week we'll have an answer. Okay? It's hard to get the answer to these things. I'm just going to discuss a few of the positions. But I want to give you a week to figure this out. Rabosai, let's go back to that.
Hey, whose mother is letting you test on their baby?
Thank you very much. Shvisas HaShabbos, page 76. Okay. Baruch Hashem. Let's take a look over here. Let's take a look. Kotev HaBeis Yosef, the Shvisas HaShabbos Yud Ches. And all the Shabbos says, "Dim osach hakach sheyiyak kaderem martiach potter, kevin shekvar gam kein hoyso yatz aletus bo." So you take yatz aletus bo water and you bump it upstairs to mevushal kol tzorah to roseach. It's mutter. Let's take a number, just an arbitrary number. Just pick a number, 140 degrees. Pick the number out of the hat. 140 degrees. Is Yatzeletus Bo. Now, what is boiling? Does everybody know? 212. So I kick it up from 140 to 212. So he says, you're potter. I made hot hotter. V'dov is at tzorach tam, says the Shvisa Shabbos. Don't row in shemavashim mayim, makpidim shlodish tos ad shetihei mala resicha. You wait until it actually boils. Not to get a drink it when it's boiling, but you want it to boil first. So im kenem ayatz letzva ve mir al gengar eish at shirtiach my time lo is chayiv u ve frat kon ram shulchan aruch nis bashu kamach ben yusoy chayiv be shulu at bashu kol tzoko rebbeinu shel olam. How can you be, why is it mutter? Ha yo ef shel litchok v'lomar the kavonas of Beis Yosef b'nis bashu kvar ve'helo resicha ve'nitztanei ma'at ומקום הגום יצא לנסבו עוז עם שרתיכו פוטר תבייס יוסף עירי בדין בישל אחר בישל. And that's what the Magen Avraham says in Shin Yud Ches Sivkot Yud Beis. So he claims, what is he saying now over here? He's suggesting for me to go for the very first time from 140 to 212 is awesome, maybe even chayv. For me to go, if it was hit 212, bounce down to 140, I kick it back to 212, that's mut. That's the suggestion of the Shvisas HaShabbos, he thinks based upon the Magen Avraham, v'chule. This is extremely relevant. This shalom, halacha l'maisa, very relevant. If you have yad shel lettuce water, and you want to make it now for the very first time to be fully cooked, to be boiled, is it mutter, is it aser? So he suggests it really should be aser, unless it was at one point been already boiling. Well, how does that help? We just said before, Yesh Bishlach HaBishl, but Avalach. So who cares if it was 1 to 212? Now it came down to 140. Why is it any different than if it started at 140? Never went above 140. What's the difference? What's the difference?
So,
I'm sorry. Oh, very good. So the suggestion says as follows. It has to be completely cooked to 212 to qualify for Mavushal Kol Tzarko. That's 212. As long as it stays above the official red line designating hot foods up there, which is Yatza Letisbo, we say Lo Azda Bishulo, and therefore you can kick it back upstairs to 212. But if it never got above 140, it would be prohibited. So we're saying about a Tifavard, Rabbi, I'll say a Tifavard. I mentioned this last week a little bit. We talk about Yesh Bishulach HaBishul Balach, it's a misnomer. No, it's Yesh Chimum HaChimum Medavalach. Because over here, what are we saying over here? If it was 212 down to 140, back to 212, it's mutter. Why? Because we're saying that the isa of x acha y, or x acha x, I should say, when it comes to double ach, is really chimum. Here it was always cham. It was always cham. No. So what happened if it hit 140 before Shabbos, never got above that? Why can't I kick it for the first time to 212? The answer is, it was never in a special called Tzarko. So now for the first time, you can get to what, to 212. This is a position which is suggested over here by the Shvisas HaShabbos. He doesn't like it. We gave a bit of a lumdus, as we can explain, based upon this yisod. Rav Moshe, it does not hold this way. Rav Moshe holds that you may kick it up, as we use the expression, from Yad Tzal Letisbo all the way to boiling hot, even if it never went above Yatza Letisbo for the first time. Okay, let's take it to page 103. Whoa, hold on a second. The Shoal is saying, at the last, next to the last line of Yudalit, the Fichach Nira de Mutal Hochim double action is special Yachat Zaletisbo, even if it never was at 212. Says the Tshuva, Lachash Yachat Zaletisbo, Emes, Shukfar Nechsha Bishul. Skipping a few lines. Where the period is, al kolponim is shulchan aruch graz shemater afilu la'artiach mayim sheyatzal letus b'hem. So you see, he's mater it. So Rav Moshe, what about the distinction of the Shvisas HaShabbos? V'av she'ari b'nitztanein. The particular case of the Alter Rebbe is when it was 212 or down to 140, kicked it back up. Maybe only that's mutter. No. Hari Ayri, the Alter Rebbe, Shulchan Aruch HaGraz, La'aliba da Sovrin, Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul Balach, Af L'chayev, the Raisa, Kishlohoyo Yatzaletis, U'bishlo Asher Yatzanase Yatzaletis. The local Kula Sarama, Im Kain, what must he say? He must hold that it's mutter anyway. Finished. This is the psak of Rav Moshe. Now, according to what we said before, it's not mukhruch. It's not mukhruch at all. Maybe there's only a hetek again based upon the Beis Yosef, where it had been 212, down to 140, back up to 212. Because then, from the perspective of Bishul, ain't Bishul acha Bishul. From the perspective of Chimum, it never went below the Cham line. But if it would never went above 140, so from the perspective of Chimum, it already passed the red line, it's okay. From the perspective of Bishul, it's also, because now for the very first time, it's hitting 212, as the Shvisas at Shabbos had suggested. That's number one. And number two, Rabbi Osai, number two, we make the following suggestion. We can say that even if it's mutter according to the Beis Yosef, because he has a very objective standard of heat when it comes to water, but since we follow the Ramah, Ramah has a much more subjective standard, maybe it would be prohibited. So therefore, I'm not convinced that this hetter is good. And once again, I'm sorry to make you chumras. I would be very hesitant to rely upon this kula, even though Ramosha and others seem to accept. Rabosai, this concludes what I call last week's shiur. Now finished last week's shiur. Okay, I'm going to see how well I'm holding. Now, yeah.
So if someone has a cup, one has to wipe it entirely. Is
I'm not sure what to do. I'm just telling you what it seems to me that it's not the head there is all based on an assumption. Psaka the Ramo is ain bishlach bishul balach midaraisa, and the chumah rabbanah does not apply with a couple of drops. I'm giving you my opinion. My opinion. I'm not going to have Ramah's opinion. He said it's a shalva daraisa when you come into the Ramo. And the Magen Avraham is, I think, clear. I mentioned it last week. Yes.
So you said there's bishul achar bishul and chumah achar chumah. Wouldn't the heter really be based on the fact that there's ain chumum achar bishul?
Okay.
In other words, once you bring it up to a certain height or temperature, then you can reheat it, as long as it hasn't gone below a certain temperature.
Correct. But the case that we're describing here never went above 140. So you have a big problem. Again, your assignment for next week is I need you. Everyone should come in. We should have an auction. Everyone will put in a hat. Everyone walk in with a number. What's that? So let us go. Okay, the first number, the first digit should be one. I don't want any low ball bids, you know. The first digit has to be one. Okay, so anywhere in the ones, I'll take bids. What's that? So let us go. Okay. Rabbosai, we go to the next point of this issue. Bishul Achar Afia. Oh. Bishul Achar Rafia is a very famous din in Shulchan Aruch. For the lack of time, I'm not going to go to the Rishonim, just to go to the actual Shulchan Aruch. I guess I'm behind my schedule. Shin Yud Ches, we read in the Mishnah Brura. Shin Yud Ches, Sif Hei. Yesh Misha Omer, the Dova Shenefa O Nitzle. Everyone with me? It's on page 181. Everyone see it? Mechaber? Yesh mishaoma shedova shenefa or nitzle, turn the page 182. In bishlo achakach v'mashche yesho mishem bishl, what we call bishl achar afiyah. And therefore v'osalita in pas, guess what now? Afila v'klisheni, that's the letters. Klisheni? What kind of klisheni? Isn't there a famous gemara? Klisheni enim avashel? Did we see that gemara last week? We didn't see it? Please turn to the gemara, mem amid beis. We'll say mem amid beis. That's the very beginning. That's page 6. Remember the base. Mora says chloro, but halfway down the wide line. Shma mina kli sheni ena mavasha. What happened to this? What's going on over here? How is it possible that he's answering even in a kli sheni? That's impossible. The mafurish gemara kli sheni ena mavasha. The brain is wrong. You can put raw food in the kli sheni. Kavahomi can put baked food in a klisheni. Pillay ploy. We'll have to get to it. Now, after having seen this, Mechaber, in Shin Yud Ches, Siv, hey, let's just finish up the Ramah. Yesh Matirin bikli sheni, yesh makir nafilu bikli rishon, v'nagu lizar lechatchila shlodit in pas afilu bikli sheni, kolz man shayatza letus bo. Goodbye. Minhag Rambam. Most people are Ashkenazim, right? What about klishlishi? What about klishlishi? What about klishlishi? You have all said klishlishi. Anybody? Klishlishi? Klishlishi? Take a look, if you will, on page 33 and 4. We have the Sefer Yireim. Sefer Yireim is 33, it's called Kufla Medalit. Towards the bottom of the page, and you know, in the Yireim proper. Hilkach, last two lines. Yizor Adam Shalahachlis Peshabbos Shum Dover Beklisheni Ve'af Beklishlishi Shayat Saledesbo. Whoa! Even Shlishi. Why? She'ein onu bekiyim bedvarim rakim v'koshim miyu mizbashel b'klisheni miyu she'ein mizbashel. We just don't know. We just don't know. So here you have a case for both sides. He's being machmir klisheni because he's afraid of what we call in our language kalei abishel. Things which become cooked more readily. Okay, he continues on the next page. Next page. So he asks the Shane even Shlishi. Then he goes into this whole discussion. He's the Yireim is the source for this thing about Bishul Acharafia. It's over here. Chol Davash is Bashul Nefer called Tzarko. It's okay. Ain't Bishul Achar Bishul, but Yesh Bishul Achar Tzli, Yesh Tzli Achar Bishul. Ofui is the same basically as Tzli. One is dry heat, and one is wet heat. So they have on the last two lines again. Don't put your pas off for your b'shabbes. Ela b'kli sheni b'mokom shayad shelo yitin pas off for your b'shabbes. Ela b'ela. Something is wrong with this text over here. B'kli sheni b'mokom shayad. So let us bow. The gam itzli yizoyer. Sounds like there's a. Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm reading it correctly. He's answering it, that's obvious. He's answering it, klisheni. And as we saw earlier, he has no distinction according to the array and Bipshuto between klisheni and klishlishi. He didn't say it over here, Bidavka, but he seems to be the same. My rabbi used to say, no such thing as klishlishi. It's klishishin. And it's two to infinity. But the meaning all of them in the Kluna Mishnah Brewer is to be made in some cases, or emotions even more. In klishlishis, again, I'm not a fan of the klishlishi aterim, based upon this Yireim, which was not so well known before, and based upon what my rebbe used to say. But again, I admit that the Mishnah Brewer and Rav Moshe have aterim klishlishi. So those who have them, have them. I'm not sure why Chazanish also didn't like too much klishlishi. Any event, this is what we're seeing over here. Listen very carefully. We have a problem now in Shin Yud Ches Sif Tesvov. We'll see it in the Mishnah Brewer version, please. Shin Yud Ches Siv Tezvov. This is what we had before about the machlokes about Bishul Achar Bishul. We're talking about Tovash and his Bashul called Tzarko. For who Yovesh. You can put a Kenegan on Madura. Alright? And if it's Lach, then that's the famous Ramah, but don't stand on the garment. Says the Bialoch of who Yovesh Tzarachim. They all say, hey, maybe that's a Ra'om. Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, that's the Yireim. Hu Adin, Tiyesh Tzli Achar Bishul, that we saw the Farish in the Yireim. Tiyesh Matir Ochal Bistam. How could you put a cooked chicken near a fire? That's like Tzli Achar Bishul. What a kashi. Tremendous kashi. He quotes from the Sefer Beis Meir. He has his kashi here in Aruch Chaim. And who else has the kasha? The Mama Mordechai. And there's no real good answer. What's the answer? So I don't have the time again to go into Barichus. But the Machlokas, Gedoli, Achronim, Tazmog, and Avram, etc. What's the nature of this Chumra of Bishul Achar Afir, Afir Achar Bishul, or the like? Is it a Lumdash of Machlokas? The two lumdish estates, Tzli is one thing in Halacha, Bishul is another, Afi is a third. Is it a lumdish shayla or is it a practical shayla? It's a practical question, just enhancing the taste. That's the discussion. Those who say it's a lumdish avar will say, come on, you mean to tell me you take a cooked chicken and you put it near the fire just to reheat on Shabbos, it's going to become barbecue chicken? It's going to become, it's not true. It still tastes. Rabbi said, by a show of hands, who prefers boiled chicken? Who prefers barbecue chicken? So the barbecue is winning by a long shot. So have a great answer for you. Go buy boiled chicken, probably get it for cheaper, and put it up near the fire, and the Mishnah Berurah would say, oh, it became barbecue. It says it's called sleep. Not gonna sell in Duggies.
This may be a silly question. If I put the chicken in the oven, or I put it next to the
why
oven.
Why? We're not discussing. Well, what's your question? In the oven. We're not discussing in the oven.
Who cooks chicken for Shabbos by boiling it in water?
every rabbitson who makes chicken soup does it, by definition.
How do you make chicken soup?
How do you make chicken soup? Immaculate Conception. Rabbi Sam. So
this very is winter.
In any event, so if it's a matter of practicality, then this kasha is no kasha, because it doesn't really change the taste. Come on, it's really the old fashioned boiled chicken. Just you put it near the fire, heat it up. It's not going to be called a taste of barbecue of tzli. No. But if you hold it's a definition of lumdus. So, in lumdus, it's tzli achavishal. That's a dispute whether this question is a good question or is not a good question. Okay, it's a shaila. It's a shaila. Now, it's certainly possible that there are two dinim. Why do I say that? Because there's another issue over here, which is found in the Bir Halacha, in Spak and Sifhei, in page 181. Yesh Misha Omer Bishum Bishul. I am Mishnah Berurah. Do Adin Yesh Tzliach HaBishul. Ein prima garden. Sochem em aleph. Non is batel shem bishul erishon. So what can you do? Muto lishroso b'chayim v'shabes. Ratzo lomar. Im osa tzliach ha-bishul. What is this? Bishul acha tzliach ha-bishul. Oh boy. Bishul acha tzliach ha-bishul. What's pshat? He's matet bishul acha tzliach ha-bishul. Why? He made a ticket in it. He made a change in it. He's going with a lumdus shavart. In lumdus, so then he wants to suggest that the shame bishul was there from before. Is it canceled? Is it not canceled? A whole arichas. We can't go into all the details. But I'll tell you halacha lemaisa shaila. What'll happen in the following case. This is an interesting case, but you know what? I can't. I'm cutting it. I'm way behind my schedule. I don't want to have to forget about this. We're going now starting top. Now it's really starting. What really should be today's shiur. Okay, good. And that is a question of klisheni. Till now we've been discussing, really, bishul acha bishul. Topic number two is klirishon and klisheni. We saw mefurash gemara, klisheni eino mevashel. Mefurash gemara, black on white. Klisheni eino mevashel. Okay? Fine. What we're also skipping now for the moment is Bishul Bechama, which is an important discussion. Bishul Bechama is mutter, betoldos chama is derabbanan. The big dispute about microwaves, is that considered to be chama or not? Most poskim say yes, it's considered to be Bishul Bechama. We mentioned this last week. The kugli made in the microwave, you're allowed to put in the regular fire, based on that prima garden. Some disagree. They say it's a matter of what's darker bakach. It's a matter of darker bakach. You run into a major problem with the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, I'm just giving you the Rosh Prokim, enough Lamed, on Lamed Tes, Omer Aleph, on the bottom, there's a discussion of Anshei Tveria. The hot springs of Tveria was just mentioned. What's it then? It's told us Chamu, the Yasser Rabbana. One says, no. Who told us Uru, the Chalfe Apischa de Gehenim? Whoa. What does that mean? Geothermic heat. It means it gets heated from the earth, which is considered a fire. The sun is considered too far away. Like we don't say the sun is also a fire. So, if it's a matter of what's normal, what's not normal, so what's different if it's coming from geothermic heat, it's coming from solar heat, either it's normal or it's not normal. There's a way out. I'm not going into right now. Ramosh is machmir neshayla. Microwaves are the rice of Ismanenu, and most poskim seem to me to be makel because there's no actual fire. Fine. But back to klishen. Klishen is very, very important. It's such a critical tosis here on the same daf. Lama Tesla and Aleph. It says tosis like this. Kol Shabba b'chamen l'lifnei HaShabbos, you can put it back into a pot on Shabbos. Fine. Pirushin is Bashal Gamri. Good. Tanagolas, the Rabbi Abba. Shoron also b'chamen afilu b'kli rishon. Kol Shalaba Madichin also. Okay, Madichin. Somebody asked before, Madichin from what? Our experts, our eerie experts. From a Kli Rishon or Kli Sheni. Zog Tosis. Lepirish Rashba. Lepirish Rashba. The Mefaresh, the Iri Kli Sheni. Rabbi Shammah, the Iri Kli Sheni. Osi Shapir Hacha. The Ein Shoren also be Kli Rishon. Ava Madichin also be Kli Rishon. Derech Iri, it's like Kli Sheni. Gevaldik. Avot Pirush Ben Tam, the brother, who are you? The Mefarish, the Iri Havik Kli Rishon, Al Kogam Adichan also Mikli Sheni Kama, because Kli Rishon is also, Iri is also. Vim Kain, Ma'iria Madichin, Afilu Sharanami Kli Sheni Ani Mavashler Rebbeinu Shalalem, two Terutzim, Omeri, Da Afilu Mikli Sheni Ain Sharan. Why? The whole world Va'Mayim Chamin Mirzik and Mavashel, a new Chumer of all scientists. Mirzik and Mavashel looks like cooking. The Afal Gab, the Tana Kamon, Avol Nosin, the Tocha Kora, the Tocha Tamchui, Hainu Davka Tavlin, Shenasuyin the Matig Asakadera, for the Mirzik and Mavashel. For whatever reason, Tav is not considered Mirzik and Mavashel. See soon. Inami, Huadin Shorin also, Takat Mutter in a Klisheni, came out of a Klisheni, or the Noka Madichin, Ashmin and Dafilu Hadocha, Havig Mamalachta, and Bemilach and Yoshan, the Kuyas Hispin of Enochinami, 2 days in Tosis. Can you put a raw food in a Kli Sheni, yes or no? The second day in Tosfos says yes, and the first day it says no. You know why not? Merzik and Mevashel. But there's another reason why not. We saw it in the Iran. What's that called? We're afraid of what? Rabbi said, what did we call it before? Who knows? Kali Abishol. So the two separate and distinct reasons in Rishonim why not to put raw food in the Kli Sheni despite the Mefurash Shagamara, Kli Sheni and Mevashel. One is Yireim Chashash Kali Abishal. Two is Tosfos Merzik and Mevashel. Merzik and Mevashel. Two separate chumras. Fine. Two separate reasons. Fine. Good. Now, fine. The Mogen Avraham in Simen Shin Yud Ches Sivkaton Yud Ches. See what he says about this. Sivkaton Yud Ches. We found on page 144. Because we just got through reading of Sifei. Bishul Acha Bishul. Afilu B'Klisheni. D'yesh Dvarim Shemizbashnu Bo. V'inona B'kiyin. V'imkein Shad Dvarim Nami Yesh Lachmir. Ayin Siftes. So the Magen Avraham is saying, if you're going to be makah by bread, where by bread of the tzirif of those Rishonim who say in Bishlach HaRafiyah, and we're still makmer in Kli Sheni, Kavachome, we should be makmer on everything else, Ayin Sif Tes. Always those last little references make us crazy. What is he saying about Ayin Sif Tes? What does he mean by that? So in Sif Tes, he calls that Melach. So on 2 days tomorrow in Masechta Shabbos Perikim by Melach, some say Melach is more Kal, it's Mutan in Kli Rishon Shalom Aleish, and some say it's more Chomer, even also even the klisheni. So the mechaba is 2 days. The yesh misha oser. Avo melach mutal the sit lidin l'tocho kevin shabim yala yesh. That's the shita mekila. And there were those who said the other way around. The Rama last line of 147. Yesh osrim lo seis melach afilu be klisheni because man chas lesbo. So he's saying that with the kali abishal. So salt could be a kali abishal. Said the Magen Avraham, every food in the world might be kali abishal. This is the Magen Avraham's shash, kali abishal. However, Rabbosai, the mechaber never throughout Siman Shin Yud Ches, look very carefully, never said that raw food cannot be put into a cliche. Never said it. I propose to you that the Mechaba denies all the chumras, denies Mechzik and Mevashel, denies a chashash of Kali Abishal, in a typical case. I challenge you to anywhere, find me anywhere in the Mechaba Shin Yud Ches where he asks his Kli Sheni. Of course, everyone should raise his hand immediately. No? No? You already forgot? Sifhei! In Sifhei he asked a Kli Sheni. In Sifhei he said, you shouldn't put a piece of bread in a Kli Sheni. Austin Pasa Filib Kli Sheni. So what am I talking about? Well, that's the exception. Ironically and paradoxically, raw food, where everyone agrees is an Isser of Bishul, the Mechaba says throughout the whole Simen, Kli Sheni is Mutter. Baked food, the big Machlokos of Rishonim, suddenly over there he decides to be Machmir, even in a Kli Sheni. Why? Okay. That's point number one. Point number two. What's the halachic status of other of water? Water. Can we put water in a kli sheni? It's a mefurish gemara that it's what? Black and white gemara. Black and white gemara mesech to Shabbos. I have no time to go to the gemara now. I'll show it to you in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch has it in Sif Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Take a look if you will. Shin Yud Ches. In two places. Let's take your gimel, it's even shorter. A muta liton kiton shomayim o shal shamashkin b'kli sheni she shomayim chamin al b'kli vishenos, black and white. Okay? Hetagam. Shamashkin. It's not anywhere in Shas. Not found in Shas. So you see from here, the post can say from the Mechaber, that the Mechaber is Mekil in this Shaila. What's remarkable, if you take a look on the Sefer Shmiris Shabbos Kilchasa, this we have over here, I'll show you exactly where to find it. Shmiris Shabbos Kilchasa, page 78, or thereabouts. No, a little bit later. Page 80. Eighty-five. What's with the klisheni? On top. Yotzim in a cloud. Hazeh, of klisheni. Mayim, Shemen, Tavlin. Tavlin we saw already in Tosis. Mayim is a Gemara. Shemen is also the Gemara. She'osam mutalitim in klisheni, gabakshenim mevushol. Kuf nun aleph. Okay. Linen shar mashkin. What about other drinks? Not water, not oil. You put them in klisheni. Shulchan Aruch Harav is mekel against the kalkelas haShabbos. And he quotes the Mishnah Brura is also machmir. Okay, machmir. Good. Ella, the last three lines. The chacham echad heirli for the simon shin yud ches yud gimel. The Muchach Sham Gedat Shulchan Aruch Harav. Muchach. We said, we just read it. Shar Mashkim is Mutter. V'ein L'chalek Bein Heichi Shinim Tzoyim Mashkim B'toch HaKli V'ein Mashkim Shemar V'osim B'Kli Sheni D'chom Etzvei. There it's in ice, it's insulated in a bottle in Yud Gimel. Maybe you throw it into the actual water, it's worse. Zeino Shabbos Tav Mem is Toch HaKli Ba. It's a long discussion. There's a Marashah about it. I don't have the time for that either. But the bottom line is that the Mechaber seems to be Mekel. Rabbi Isai, this Chocham Echad v'Mechilas Kvot Toroso is absolutely no Raya. I'll tell you why. Of course the Mechaber is Mekel. The Mechaber is Mekel and Klisheni by everything. What are we writing from the Mechaber for? Yet the whole Machlokes between the Gedolei Olam, the Mishnah Berurah against the Shulchan Aruch Harav, is within the sheet of the Magen Avraham. At the Magen Avraham asks Klisheni throughout the whole Simon, what will he say when it comes to Shamashkim? Will he treat him like water? or they treat it like other foods. That's the machlokes. You can't be right from the mechaber. The mechaber is makel by klisheni throughout the whole simon. No proof, proof is absolutely zero. So the chacham mechad's proof is not a valid proof, it seems to me. Fine. So what is it in fact? What is it in? It's not completely clear what it is. We don't know. We haven't decided yet. This comes up halacha lemaisa in a number of places. What about coffee? Can you put coffee into a cliché? What would you say? Uncooked coffee. Yeah, coffee grinds. Can you put it in a cliché? What would you say? Yes or no?
Like you mean instant coffee?
No, that's pre-cooked. Raw coffee grinds. Can you put it in a cliché?
You can't. It's not edible. You'd have to strain it and be boer anyway.
Why would you want to?
I'll give you a different example. Let's say you have a kind of instant coffee. A kind of instant coffee which is uncooked. I'll give you a better example. Tea bag. They have coffee bags too now, they told me. The tea bag. Tea bag is not pre-cooked. It's raw tea leaves. You put it in the klisheni. Mutter or asr? I take a vote. Who votes mutter? Who votes asr? Why? Why is it asr? Bishul. Okay. So according to the mechaber, it should be mutter at first glance. Because the mechaber is made by klisheni. According to the Magen Avraham, it's a problem. Right? Why doesn't it come under what category? What category?
Might be kalei avishul.
No. What category? We just read the categories. Tavlin. What does tavlin mean? Spice. What is tea? Marco Polo, Rabbi Osai. It's spice. Tea is something which gives taste. You don't eat the tea. Tavlin is a spice that makes something else taste good. That's what tea is. It makes the water taste good. You don't eat the tea. So why isn't there a heter of tavlin when it comes to tea? As a matter of fact, there are gedolei olam who say yes. Who say it? The Mishnah Berurah goes crazy about the tea. It's a problem. What's the problem? It's tavlin. So somebody said before Kali Abishal, very very well said. But let's take a look on the cases. Look at Kufnun Beis, Rabbi Osai. Kufnun Beis. Umayim advarim anikram tavlin. The last four lines on the bottom, page 85, column 1. Shemadim me'agrav shlemen anayabach shlita. Lo mistaba shem tavlinim aragilim beinenu. Shame boyim lahatim atavshul. The kevin shame dakim ma'od. Kosh came. Shame is bashim gam beklisheni. It was the old fashioned tavlin. They take a big root and they throw it into the klisheni to give it some taste. Come on, it's not going to get cooked. A big fat root. But our granulated spices, whatever they may happen to be, they're going to cause bishul even a klisheni bishul because the more it's granulated, it's going to get into the water and get dissolved quickly, and heat it up, it's going to be bishul for sure. Bishul for sure. So he says. Now, that's one reason to be machmir with respect to our coffee and tea, because it's very, very thin. Very, very thin. And maybe it's what we call what? Kale habishul. That's
really.
Is it true? I think so.
They don't use fat things.
Oh, historically? Go on the internet. I don't know. Turn to page 89, Rabbi Osai. 89 or 90. 90, try page 90. 91. Okay, 91. 91. Klisheni. This is Rabbi Eider Sefer. Zecha Tzadik Levroch. Rabbi Eider says, he says, klisheni is not capable of cooking, so some seasoning, cinnamon and ginger, can be placed in the klisheni. Tavlin is special. Fine. Look at Rav Moshe's tshuva in the back. The Aruch Hashulchan and the Mishnah Berurah machmir b'kafi b'klisheni b'chlal tavlin. Tavlin, what's going on over here? Tavlin. What's the problem? The as well. Tavim bizmaneim when not kali abishul. Maybe today it became kali abishul. V'yo, this V'yo is very important. Last two lines. Tavlin hu davar shemosifin the davar ochel. Havel kafe hu dvar ochel harikori hamavase mayim. Rabosa, what's he saying? Tavlin is a secondary ingredient, but coffee is a primary ingredient. Now Rabosa, what's the difference between primary and secondary? What's the difference? Primary, secondary, what's the difference? I'll give you my pshat. My pshat is, in this line, that the whole reason why klisheni is usher is because it's merzik and mevashel. Merzik and mevashel is only the primary ingredient, not the secondary ingredient. That's one way to learn the Tarsus Lamates that we saw. Tarsus Lamates is, what do you say? Lo merzik and mevashel, ki asuyin lematik esakdeira. So Rabbi Eider interpreted it to mean, if I understand him correctly, the main ingredient is what's merzik and mevashel, not the secondary ingredient. However, it's not so simple, because the Arz Arua, when he quotes the Tosfos, he also quotes this Tosfos, but he adds a phrase in Siman Zayin. Shereyei shenosein tavlin gam b'mashke kar v'lechein en anirek mevashel. In other words, what he's saying over here, you're not trying to cook the spice. No, you put it in cold water. Take a tea bag. You're going to throw the tea bag out. That's why it's mutter. There's no attempt being made to cook this, because you either would throw it out like a tea bag, or you feel someone put it in cold, like with cold coffee, iced coffee, things of this nature. So there was a different word. That being the case, Rabbi Osai, maybe coffee should be considered to be in the category of tavlin or tea, even though it's the main ingredient. According to the pshat we gave in Tosfos, if it's the main ingredient, you can't say it's secondary, so it does look like cooking. According to the way there was a rule in pshat in Tosfos, no, you don't want to really eat the tavlin, so that you don't eat the tea. Even though it's the only ingredient, it should make no difference, it should still be mutter. So it's not so clear, maybe it should really be mutter. What's the machlokas or bosa between the Alter Rebbe and the Mishnah Brewer about Shar Mashke? Make the following analysis. Listen carefully. When it comes to water, Rav Osai, you mix hot water and cold water. Why do you do that? By show of hands, why are you mixing hot water and cold? Why? Are you doing it to heat up the cold water or to cool down the hot water? Who votes for heating up the cold water? Who votes for cooling down the hot water? There you go. That's why it's mutter. But you said, no, if you want to cool down the hot water. So therefore, it's mutter b'klisheni. There's no nirikim of ashel. Right? But Shar, one second. What about Shar Mashkin? The machlokas, the Mishnah Brewer, and the Alter Rebbe. The Mishnah Brewer says it's considered heating the cold drink. And the Alter Rebbe means, he says, you're what? You're cooling down the hot drink. It seems to me we can make distinctions if that's the case. Rabbi, when people have coffee, what do they often do? They'll put milk into the coffee. It serves two purposes. What are the two purposes of putting milk into the coffee? I assume the main purpose is what? To taste like milk. But there's other people. I know people, they'll keep, you know, putting milk, they'll taste it. Oh, I want it too hot, put more milk. Not for the flavor that they're trying to balance. It shouldn't be too hot and burn their tongue. So therefore the milk looks like it's what? It's cooling down the hot item, not heating up the cold item. So that's that could be dependent. We can split the machlokas between the Rebbe and the Mishnah Brewer. So it depends what your kavana is. If your kavana is to heat up the cold, it's going to be asur. If your kavana is to cool down the hot, it's going to be mutter. This is from the perspective of what, Rabbi Osai? From the perspective of merzei kimavash. We still haven't discussed it from the issue perspective of kali abishul. So we'll do that in next week we meet, correct? Next Thursday?
Yeah,
not in 2 weeks. Cholila. Yontif or major yontif. But next week, so I'm going to try to split this mini series in half. We'll try to finish up Bishul next week. There'll be a little break. And then we'll start the Xeris Bishul afterwards. So next week, we have a lot to cover next week, B'siyata D'Shemaya, to talk about klisheni and then when it applies and doesn't apply. I expect you to come to weigh in on your Yatzel Edesbo which is relevant to these discussions. We'll try to do as much to finish as much as we can next week in the sugya of bishul proper, and then afterwards we'll discuss the exeris of bishul. Okay.
First of all, it's not true they only used large things. They had mortar and pesto, right? You see, the Shulchan Aruch talks about mortar and pesto.
Okay.
What were they doing with the mortar and pesto? Apparently, they were grinding up the grains, so they were little.
They were grinding grain. They were grinding up spices. That's okay.
Not grains, spices. Right? They ground spice. That's what the spice.
Okay.
That's what the mortar and pestle was for.
Maybe.
Secondly, if you say that you can't put in things which are granulated, so how do you put sugar in?
Sugar pre-cooked?
It is.
Aren't coffee beans pre?
Coffee beans are roasted.
Is that that's sli and bishul?
Sli, right?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is that sli achat sli?
No.
No, no.
So one more question.
Sure.
For the little drops of water in the teacup. So if I used a klisheni. So then it would be Iruvi from a klisheni. Would that be better?
Yes, much, much better.
Okay.
Still possible that it's awesome?
Yes.
Rabbi, why is it that the shirai, right, generally chatz shirai semin haTorah because it's like the heftah, but then there's the gavra aspect of Shabbos because you need malachas for Shabbos.
Rashi.
And everybody is asking to that Rashi. So it's possible that it could be heftah gamar.
Possible.